May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, today we give thanks for the fruits of the earth in their season and for the labors of those who harvest them. Around the country, good Episcopalians are praying this collect today. Around the country, we will sit down to feast on the bounty that has been provided by God and harvested by those who exist in a place that is not quite home. Most of us, if not all of us, will eat our fill and more today. And we will be able to say, in the words of an old Tennessee turn of phrase, our sufficiency has been sorensified. We will enjoy the company of family and loved ones in the comfort of our fine homes. All of it, feast, family, homes, sufficiency, sorensified. All of these things supplied by God, as we're reminded in the reading from Deuteronomy. Our sufficiency is sorensified because God has given us so much. But we must be careful not to become smug in our thankfulness. As the Deuteronomist says it, do not exalt yourself, forgetting the Lord your God. When we have eaten our fill in our homes, we must remember to thank God humbly for what we have. And the gospel tells us today that in order to be truly blessed by all of this bounty, we must turn it back to God and remember God's care in providing it. Just as the one leper, the Samaritan, the stranger, turns back praising God loudly for restoring him, we must do likewise. Jesus is traveling in a region between Galilee and Samaria when he encounters these 10 lepers crying out for mercy. All of them exist in a place that can never be home. They are true outcasts, prohibited from entering the cities and required to proclaim their uncleanness to everyone they meet. Imagine the isolation and hopelessness of such a life. And when they see Jesus, they don't warn him of their condition. Instead, they cry out for mercy. And mercy they receive. Mercy and healing. Mercy and re-entry into the life of community. The priests must pronounce them fit for interaction with their families and their communities. And the healing gift of Jesus is in response to their faith. All 10 have faith enough to ask for mercy from Jesus, the Master. All 10 have faith to receive the mercy, and all 10 have faith to obey the command to present themselves to their priests. Except the 10th leper is a Samaritan, a foreigner. This foreigner will not be accepted by the priests. Where can he turn for acceptance? This foreigner turns back to Jesus and praises God with a loud voice. In recognizing the ways that we have been healed and made whole, when we turn back to give thanks, our joy is magnified. Don't you feel the brightness of that joy when we give thanks and praise to God? Is that joy not magnified even further when Jesus says to you, your faith has healed you, made you well. Your faith has saved you. But that joy doesn't exalt us. If anything, that joy humbles us even further and brings us to that wonderful place where the barriers of pride are broken down and our hearts are softened. When we get to that point, kneeling at the feet of our Savior in thanksgiving, hear him whisper, "Love one another as I have loved you. You have healing to do." On this day, our country remembers the welcome and help and kindness that helped the Plymouth colony survive the first brutal years on this continent. And today, as we celebrate the bounty that God has provided for us and for our nation, the gospel reminds us that God includes the outcasts, the strangers, the foreigners, the refugees and immigrants among the blessed, among those to be healed and restored. Hear Jesus say to you, "Your faith has made you whole because I love you that much." And pray that everyone may be made whole. Each one of us, citizen and stranger, because Jesus loves them that much. Jesus loves us all that much. And for that, we give thanks and praise to God.